feeder cattle trended mainly higher at Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. WASD reduced the expected annual fed steer price for this year to $111 a hundredweight and the corn price to $3.60 a bushel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of April. Cattle futures closed mixed to lower Thursday with pressure from lean hogs as well as likely profit-taking and position squaring heading into the long weekend. Futures and equities markets are closed in observance of Good Friday. Except for $1.17 higher in spot April and 20 cents lower in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of $1.42 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 33 cents lower in four contracts to an average of 77 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm on choice and lower on select, with light to moderate demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 33 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $222.67 a hundredweight. Select was $4.20 lower at $207.57. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending March 28th was 891 pounds, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was 7 pounds lighter than the previous week, but 26 pounds heavier than a year earlier. The average dressed heifer weight was 825 pounds, which was 11 pounds lighter than the previous week, but 19 pounds heavier than the prior year. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 7 to 9 cents higher. Recent, stronger cattle futures helped to mainly lift cash feeder cattle prices at the Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers sold mostly $10 to $12 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there are an estimated 3,000 head on offer. Heifers traded $6 to $9 higher. Weaned steer calves sold $4 to $7 lower, though, on comparable weights, while lower undertones were noted for heifer calves with limited comparable weights. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $6 higher. Steady undertones were noted for a light test of steer calves. Heifer calves sold $3 to $8 higher. There are 2,814 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing 650 to 900 pounds sold $4 to $10 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota with 1,923 head on hand. Light feeder heifers sold from $1 lower to $4 higher. Heifers weighing 800 to 950 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher. Finally, feeder steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $7 to $9 higher, with instances of up to $16 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher, with instances of up to $12 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 750 traded $1 to $5 higher. There are 1,631 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Thursday, with the Federal Reserve announcing it will provide up to $2.3 trillion in loans to support the economy. According to the Fed, funding will assist households and employers of all sizes and bolster the ability of state and local governments to deliver critical services during the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 285 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 39 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 62 points. USDA reduced expected commercial beef production for this year to 27.4 billion pounds in the latest monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. That was 255 million pounds less than the previous month's estimate, but would be 294 million pounds more than the prior year. According to analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service, the beef production forecast was reduced with lower expected steer and heifer slaughter, more than offsetting higher cow slaughter. However, they add that beef production declines are partially offset by heavier carcass weights. USDA reduced the estimated annual fed steer price by $3.50 to $111 a hundredweight. It was $116.78 last year. The average fed steer price is projected to be $105 in the second quarter, $109 in the third quarter, and $112 in the fourth quarter. Total red meat and poultry production for this year was estimated at 108.3 billion pounds, which is 1.1 billion pounds less than the prior month's projection, but would be 3 billion pounds more than last year. Among other WASD highlights, the season average marketing weighted corn average price received by producers for 2019-20 was lowered 20 cents to $3.60 a bushel, with the estimated supply fractionally less, declining use, and 200 million more bushels of ending stocks. For U.S. soybeans, supply and use changes for 2019-20 include lower exports, seed use, and residual use, along with higher crush and higher ending stocks. The season average soybean price is forecast at $8.65 a bushel, down 5 cents. The soybean oil price is projected 1.5 cents lower at 30 cents a pound. Soybean meal prices were unchanged at $305 a short ton. Finally, the outlook for 2019-20 U.S. wheat is for lower exports, reduced domestic use, and increased ending stocks. Despite those increased stocks, the projected season average farm price for wheat was raised a nickel a bushel to $4.60 on updated NAS data, as well as surging nearby cash and futures prices, partially resulting from the global COVID-19 pandemic. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of April. Remember, you can find weekly highlights and summary at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.